In our study of 1 Samuel chapter 26, we've come to this thrilling part of the story, to where David sneaks up on King Saul's bodyguard, Abner, and wakes him up. Saul entrusted himself to Abner, and Abner entrusted himself to Saul. But God made them both fall into a deep sleep so that they are confronted by God's chosen one. David takes Saul's spear, which represents his power and protection, and also his water jug, which represents Saul's provision, so that once again, Saul is left powerless against David and God. And then David does the incredible. He extends the grace of the gospel. He tells Saul to repent and return to God. He says, "Saul, is it possible that God is trying to get you to see your hard-heartedness, your greed, your paranoia? If that be the case, then repent. Turn from your pride and selfishness and turn to God. But if that's not the case, Saul, then it must be men who have convinced you to chase me down. And if that is the case, may they be cursed." Either way, if Saul does not heed the warning, then Saul ends up in a cursed camp. And this part of the story is for some of you today who have lived as if you are the masters of your own fate, the kings of your own souls. So heed the warning. You are in a dangerous camp today. You are not as protected as you think you are. God's everlasting judgment will sneak upon you in all of your so-called safety and take from you your protection and your life. This is the siren call that we hear in this story. And just as David and Abishai snuck into Saul and Abner's camp and took Saul's spear and water jug, signs of power and authority and protection and life, so too will God take from you those things, and then you will be left exposed and utterly vulnerable. So what offering do you have to present in order to make peace with God? Well, listen to me, friend. The offering has already been made. That's the glory of the good news that God delivers to us in Jesus Christ. It's just as we said earlier, Jesus on the cross is the offering. You have nothing you can bring that will please God, that will atone for or erase your sinfulness. You need a perfect sacrifice, and that's why Jesus came, God in the flesh, to be the sacrifice for all those who would find their hope, their everlasting treasure in Him. And the gifts of Christ are peace with God, forgiveness of sin, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So would you come to Him today? Would you forsake your sinfulness and land in the arms of Christ? Come to Him in faith and belief that His life and His death, His resurrection is the complete and sufficient gift, His atoning sacrifice that you are in desperate need of? Come to Him as the King of your life. If you are a believer, when you pray today, please remember Joshua Feary and his family, our missionaries in Zambia. And also remember the Matengo LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.